I'm sure epiphany is not the right word, but with Bach, even for the audience, it's an awakening sometimes of listening. It's an awakening of how it fits in your life. When you're thinking about these, as you come to this second recording, was the sweet spot in thinking about it, or was the sweet spot when you started playing and found something musically that just made it all happen?
Both. I think there's a certain kinesthesia, a certain kind of physical process of playing this music. He was masterful in that way. There's a certain joy and a certain release of tension in drawing out a bass note in the right way on the cello. So the combination of how that feels and what that means for the narrative of the music, I think that's actually one of the epiphanies that I had a couple of years after making that first recording, this idea that one, physically, it's really a part of the piece. In fact, one of my teachers one of my composition teachers, theory teachers, Carl Schachter, he wrote on the fourth suite of Bach, and he likened symbolically the way the eighth notes are arranged on the page. He likened it to a cross. And so there's a sort of sense of crucifixion, you know, in that opening prelude of the fourth suite. And it kind of feels like a crucifixion because it's, you know, nothing's resonating. You don't have any open strings to help you out in E-flat major. So it's a hard key to play on the cello. So I think it's no accident that Bach chose that key for, that music. So there's that, and one thing led to another, and I realized that it's time for a new recording.